His name is Kai Ahlberg. He's been described as a retired investment banker. He arrived in Port Angeles in 2003 after spending more than a decade at a major investment firm on Wall Street. Now he's got top billing in the lawsuit trying to overturn the Democrats' healthcare overhaul, the Affordable Care Act. How did that happen? Well, he's not talking. Ahlberg is prominent in Port Angeles. He's a leader in the local Republican Party and was president of the Port Angeles Business Association. He's told reporters in the past he can't comment on the healthcare lawsuit. Reporter Paul Gottlieb of the Peninsula Daily News has interviewed him.
In conservative circles, he's clearly what you would call a rising star.
The plaintiff is in his early 50s, a Harvard Law graduate, and has young kids he's homeschooling. He gave a glimpse of his thinking 2 years ago, before the health law was signed. He wrote a letter to the editor, railing against the mandate that everyone must have health insurance or else pay a penalty.
He wrote this letter in which he called it blatantly unconstitutional, and he compares it to requiring people to buy certain kinds of food or rent certain kinds of housing that the federal government designates. I would guess it's sort of a libertarian kind of viewpoint.
Ahlberg apparently doesn't have health insurance and doesn't want it. After his letter was published, he became a lead plaintiff in the multi-state lawsuit. That's the same suit Washington Attorney General Rob McKenna has joined, which started in Florida. But all those attorneys general needed a regular guy who's impacted by the law. That's Ahlberg. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.